And now, James Gravel.
There are five acts of worship to God specifically set forth in the New Testament. One of those is partaking of the Lord's Supper. Acts 2 verse 42 teaches us that the first century Christians continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread. From Acts 20 verse 7 we learn that on the first day of the week the disciples came together to break bread. We thus have two divinely approved examples of the fact that the early Christians partook of the Lord's Supper and when they partook of that supper. Since we are told that it was on the first day of the week, and that the disciples came together to break bread, and since every week has a first day, then we know that we are to partake of the Lord's Supper on each Sunday every week of the year. And that is exactly what those who compose the Church of Christ do in accordance with the Scripture. A second act of worship to God is singing. From passages like Colossians 3 verse 16 and Ephesians 5 19, we learn that we are to teach and admonish one another through psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. From 1 Corinthians 14 verse 15, we learn that our singing is to be with the Spirit and with the understanding. Colossians 3 17 tells us, whatsoever we do in word or deed, we must do all in the name of, that is, by the authority of, the Lord. The New Testament specifically authorizes only one type of singing, a cappella singing, that is, without the use of instrumental accompaniment. Nowhere does the New Testament authorize the use of mechanical instruments in worship to God. Thus, the Church of Christ does not use such instruments in its worship. A third act of worship is when Christians give of their means. In 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2, we are taught that we are to give financially to the Lord's church and when we are to give. Paul told the early Christians concerning the collection for the saints, "Let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper." Part of our worship to God on the first day of the week is giving of our means.